This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have missed it over the weekend. I did, but in my defense, I was on vacation till 6 o'clock this morning. But yesterday was the 87th anniversary of the Social Security Act of 1935. And given everything, the nonpartisan group Senior Citizens League figures that beneficiaries are going to see a record-high cost of living adjustment for 2023, a 9.6% increase. That's an extra $159 a month on average. But you look at a calendar. Actually, you don't have to because you can just tell. 2023 is still a half a year away. And waiting for that increase while prices rise the rest of this year, that is not going to be easy for a whole lot of people. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
I first met Michael Broward in line at a food bank in downtown Albuquerque. It was just before Thanksgiving last year, and inflation was starting to cut into his monthly Social Security check.
I'm a little low on money because I'm on a fixed income, and right now bills are like, it only leaves me about $100 extra a month, so at least you're real shy on the food situation.
At the end of the line, he got a frozen turkey for his holiday meal and some staples like dried beans and peanut butter.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, sir.
Thanksgiving.
A few months later, at the start of 2022, Broward got a nearly 6% boost to account for inflation. I checked in with him again earlier this summer.
When we got our last cost of living, it was nice, like $140 or something like that for me. And you know, it's all gone now because of the inflation. The cost of everything has gone up to eat up every cent of that cost of living adjustment.
Broward says he's lucky that his rent hasn't increased. He's eating less meat to save on groceries, but even his go-to substitutes are getting pricier.
Eggs have gone up tremendously, too, because they used to be about a dollar a dozen, maybe a dollar and a quarter, and they're now like two-something a dozen, I think.
Between those higher costs and payments on a loan he just took out for some dental work?
There's no keeping up at this point.
The Social Security Administration uses a formula based on the Consumer Price Index to adjust retirees' benefits, and it does that just once a year.
In most years, that's not a problem,
says Elaine Waxman, a senior fellow with the Urban Institute's Income and Benefits Policy Center.
Because we've typically enjoyed pretty low inflation in this country. But this is a time period that's really tested that.
Prices have increased so quickly that Waxman says retirees are feeling the lag between prices that seem to rise every day and the annual benefits adjustment. Waxman says food budgets are typically the first to be slashed.
People will often cut down on the variety, so they'll eat kind of the same small array of things. They substitute towards calorie-dense and cheaper,
which can translate to a less healthy diet or food insecurity. Waxman says when inflation hits a certain rate, that should trigger more frequent reassessments. Economist Alicia Manel, who heads up the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, agrees the lag can present problems in times of rapid inflation.
I think the thing to do, though, is to keep your eyes on the prize.
She says Social Security is already designed to prevent inflation from eroding retirees' budgets.
At some point, inflation will start going down, and then retirees will get more than they need because it'll be a retrospective look at high inflation.
Over the course of a full inflationary cycle, she says things usually balance out.
It's too little early on, and it'll be too much at the end.
But for right now, many retirees have to tighten their budgets. Michael Broward in Albuquerque says right now he's able to pay his rent. He's getting enough to eat. It's the discretionary stuff he's cutting back on.
Don't eat out. Don't go to movies. I don't see myself flying anywhere.
Or even driving many places other than church and the grocery store.
The price of gasoline has really even kept me from going up to the crest.
The crest of the Sandia Mountains that overlook Albuquerque.
And I love to go up in the mountains. And I know it's not that much money, but gosh darn it, everything. Prices of oil to change your oil. Tires are going to come up. I don't want to have to spend $150 a tire, be shocked by it, or battery.
He's being careful, because for now, there's no room in his budget for unexpected bills. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.